भगवद गीता 3.18 नैव तस्य कृतेनाथो न कृतेनेह कश्चन विचास्य सर्वभूतेषु कश्चिदर्थव्यापाशयः। नैव तस्य कृतेनाथो, तस्य ऑफ दैट पर्सन, हु इज दैट पर्सन दैट इज मेंशन इन द प्रीवियस वर्स, वन हु इज सेल्फ सैटिस्फाइड, तस्य इज अ प्रोनाउन मेंशन दैट पर्सन। सो दैट पर्सन हैज न एव, डज नॉट हैव कृतेन अर्थो, हैज नो पर्पस फॉर वर्किंग। So it was mentioned that that person has no duty because he's been self-satisfied. Naivasya krutena artho, has no reason to act. At the same time, na kruteneha kashchana, nor does this person have any reason to not act. Na cha asya sarvabhuteshu, nor does that person towards all living beings kashchid arthavyapashrayaha, does not have any purpose in taking shelter of other living beings. So Krishna is analyzing the position of the person who delights within. He is stating that such a person, being self-satisfied, does not need to perform duties in this world. So if we take from the world, we have to give to the world. If we take facilities from the government, we have to pay taxes to the government. If we take something from people, we are expected to give something in return. Similarly, so same principle applies here, that the person who is dependent, desirous of external gains, that person needs to do external duties also. The person who is satisfied within doesn't take external things and so is not obliged to do any external duties. So, naiva tasya krutena artho. So for him, kruten, doing activities, artha, there is no purpose for doing activities. We see in this world that if a person has adequate money, then the person may say, okay, now I've got enough money for more than my lifetime, for my family members also. So why should I do any job now? Now some people may do a job because they will feel bored otherwise. They will not know what to do with their lives. But many other people may feel, oh, this job is such hard work, let me just give it up, let me relax now. Now, of course, their conception of relaxation may be to get into often frivolous or even sinful activities. But for a devotee may give, if once they say have earned enough, they have enough savings, they may feel, let me just focus on service to Krishna. Why do I need to work on such entangling and anxiety inducing and overall agitating occupations? So now that is a valid reasoning if the more or less the worldly responsibilities have been executed and the devotee can move towards vanaprastha. Here, so although that reasoning is similar, here the case is slightly different. Because even the vanaprastha does interact with the world, sannyasi also interacts with the world, although not at the same level of involvement as is there for grihasthas. But here Krishna is talking about a jnana yogi who renounces everything and becomes utterly inactive. So even in the rare cases when that is possible, the person is so detached, doesn't need anything from the world. So that person has nothing to achieve because one is self-satisfied. But still Krishna says, this on one side, that that person has no reason to act. But on the other side, the person also has no reason to not act. Na kuteneha kashchana. Na akuteneha. The person has no reason to not act. Na chasya sarvabhuteshu. So what does it mean, no reason to not act? Now for that person, the external world doesn't matter. So even if that person who is truly detached acts in the world, there is no danger because of being satisfied internally. The person will not be tempted externally.
And will not become entangled externally. It is like if a person is going through a area where drugs are very freely and easily available, if the person is agitated with life or with things, that person may want, okay, maybe the drugs will give me some quick relief. Or if the person is addicted to drugs, then going through such an area means almost certainly that person will succumb to the temptation for drugs and indulge. But if a person
is so satisfied and enriched internally, there is not even an inclination for taking drugs at all, then the temptation also won't touch. Now for such a person, because there is no desire for drugs, there is no reason to go to the area where drugs are being sold. There is no purpose in going there. But at the same time, a person who is internally satisfied will have no intrinsic aversion from going there because it doesn't matter even if he has to go there. He's not going to become tempted. This is of course an extreme example, but Krishna will use this principle to illustrate that if there is no danger for that person, why not act? So that will set example for others. We'll discuss that a little later in the future verses. But here, let's see what Krishna says in the last part. Vachasya sarvabhuteshu kashchid arthavyapashrayah. That person does not depend on any living being for any purposes of necessities or maintenance or anything like that. What this essentially means is that kashchid arthavyapashrayah. So we all live in this world, we all act in this world, and our purpose in acting is reciprocation. We offer something to others, we take something that they offer to us. Now in barter economies in the past, this would have was more informal. Still the principle of reciprocity was there. And now through more streamlined currency methods, the reciprocation will have more structure and some specific forms. But still, we depend on others, others depend on us. Krishna is talking about the self-realized jnani. Chasya sarvabhuteshu kashchid arthavyapashraya is not dependent on any living being. Now normally, sense gratification makes us dependent. Although we think of sense gratification as freedom. Nowadays people talk about sexual freedom. You know, I want to enjoy the way I want to enjoy, at the time I want to enjoy. And that is my right. That's what people consider sexual freedom. But actually, the freedom of sense gratification takes away our freedom because it makes us dependent on the sense objects. If I develop an attachment to drinking, then not only do I become dependent on the bottle of alcohol, whichever brand may be, for drinking, but I also become dependent on the the people with whom I am employed, or to whom, who will give me money by which I can buy that alcohol. So sense gratification actually makes us more and more dependent. And in that way, we become dependent on other living beings. But when there is no desire for sense gratification, when there is no dependence on other living beings, one is satisfied. Satisfied within. And therefore that person has no duty towards other, is not dependent for shelter on other living beings. So other living beings does not include God over here. In the sense that those who are jnanis, they usually consider God as an impersonal light. And in that sense, the focus is not on depending on God, because they don't consider God to be a person who will extend His mercy and lift us up. They consider God or the Absolute Truth to be more a state of consciousness that has to be attained by one's own determined practice. So, in that sense, this is just Teshu Kashchidartha Vyapashrayaha. They are not dependent on any living beings. For devotees, of course, this verse will apply in such a way that we are not dependent on any living being except Krishna. And of course, Krishna is represented as the spiritual master. But we don't have to worry too much about the opinions of the world. Or what will people think about this? What will people think about that? No, we can just focus on loving and serving Krishna, and everything else Krishna will arrange to take care of. That is a devotee's singular focus on Krishna Bhakti. Devotee also has no reason to go out into the world, but the devotee does not need materialistic things for enjoyment. But the devotee has no reason to not go into the world. Now the devotee is ours. If a service requires devotee to interact with the world, then the devotee will do that. And this way,
the essential principle will be that Krishna will draw us, do the duty that is beneficial for yourself and beneficial for others. And the devotional duty of sharing, of setting and living in the world and setting an example for others is what will be endorsed for Arjuna. That we'll see in the future verses. Thank you.